There's word this morning that the Biden administration today will announce $10 billion in funding to increase access to the COVID-19 vaccine with a focus on communities of color and rural communities. $144 million in this funding will go to 36 community health centers in Massachusetts. The largest award is going to the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. And Manny Lopes, president and CEO of the center, joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be here this morning.
So your health center will receive, as we understand it, $14.7 million from the federal government out of this money. What's your reaction to that?
That's correct, Bob. We are really excited. This funding will give us the resources to really continue to develop local solutions, which health centers have been doing.
What do you mean local solutions in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the vaccinations that you've been giving out?
So this money will allow us to continue to expand vaccine access for our community. So just this week, as an example, we opened up one of the largest vaccine centers that we're operating at, Wonderland Ballroom in Revere, which is one of the hardest hit communities during the pandemic.
What's the biggest hurdle you've had in getting more people vaccinated, and will this money help?
Well, we've heard a lot about hesitancy, and we like to describe it as providing more information to our community. So we're doing that work, again, at the local level. But setting up these vaccination centers and sites can be very costly, and it's what I've been describing as the five S's in order to get these centers up and running. And that includes, of course, the startup costs, the systems, the website, the call centers that we have to set up. And of course, naturally, we need the supply of vaccines to be available to us, which we've been very fortunate with our partnership with the state and the federal government. And then staffing, which has been one of our biggest challenges right now in staffing up these centers. And then, of course, making sure that these sites are located in the right spaces and accessible, easily accessible to members of our community.
So let me ask a question that drills in on two of the things you just mentioned. Do you anticipate this money will allow you to open more vaccination sites? And will this money allow you to do more outreach in communities of color to people who have been hesitant to get the vaccine?
I actually think it's both. So we will use this money to continue to expand vaccine access. And again, as long as the supply of vaccines continues to flow in, this money will help us hire more staff and hopefully acquire more space if necessary to make sure that we can, again, continue to provide this service to our community. It'll also help us hire outreach workers and community ambassadors to continue to share information with our community about the vaccine, as well as to answer questions that they may have.
All right. And one last question, if I might. It's been over a year now since the pandemic began. Are you feeling differently now than you did a year ago? Are you a bit more optimistic now?
Oh, absolutely. There are still challenges in our communities, and this was before the pandemic, and some of these challenges we'll continue to work on after the pandemic. But I think this, you know, the having the vaccine available and getting shots in people's arms, I think is very exciting for us because it does give us hope that we can come out of this crisis and begin to work on the things, as I mentioned, that we've been working on.
Manny Lopes, president and CEO of the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. Thanks very much for speaking with Morning Edition. Appreciate it, Manny.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here with you.